Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, just for fun, since I took Friday off, I thought, you know what? I should ask Grok. I should ask AI. Hey, what should we talk about on a talk radio show on Monday morning? And of course, it spit out this generic, fluffy, you know, blah, blah, blah stuff that you'd see on some typical canned morning show somewhere else in the country. And then it's like, well, if you want to give me a little bit more specific information about what you normally talk about, I can adjust. So I said, well, you know, it's a Montana show. We do, you know, basically news and politics, Montana and national news and politics mostly. And so then it spits out a few things for Montana news and politics. So this was a few of the things that Grok thought we could talk about this morning. And I'll just bust through these pretty quickly, and then we've got a whole bunch of other things that we'll talk about. But the first one was what they call transgender bathroom restrictions. Of course, these aren't transgender bathroom restrictions. This is just going back to using bathrooms the way we've always used bathrooms, which is the men and the boys go there, and the women and the girls go there. And that's how it is. That's how it always was. That's how it always will be. I was trying to find this great Good Morning Vietnam clip. You guys remember, I think he was quoting Eisenhower. Let me go into my Grok real fast here because I couldn't find the clip anywhere. But remember that one from Good Morning Vietnam? Here we go. Let me see. Because I was trying to remember it right here. Okay. Let's see. I think this is the one. Roosevelt E. Roosevelt. What is, what it shall be, what it was. That's the part where he talks with Roosevelt about how hot it is out there. Anyway, what is, what it shall be, what it was. That's what the bathroom law is. And it's not just a bathroom law, by the way. This is a bill to protect women's safe spaces. This is a bill to protect women's privacy. This is a bill to protect women's sports. And, of course, Governor Greg Gianforte signed it into law. I believe this bill was by Representative Kerry Seekins Crow out of Billings, if I remember right. So anyway, that's one big story there. Governor Gianforte signed that bill into law. You guys probably talked about it on Friday. Medicaid expansion renewal. It was just a renewal of what is and what has been. And like it or not, it's what is and what has been, and it will continue. And I thought it was interesting. One of the headlines from one of the liberal news sources was, Governor signs Medicaid expansion with no fanfare, or little or no fanfare. Yeah, that's because just because you keep the program going doesn't mean anybody's actually proud of it, right? It's not like anybody wants to celebrate this massive government program that truly hasn't helped health care and medicine and in the delivery of health care in general. It's just another government program that's costing a boatload of federal dollars in particular. Let's see, what was a third one? Judiciary shakeup. Grok says Montana's Republican-led legislature is still buzzing about judicial reform. Well, good. They should be, because judicial reform has absolutely got to be a top priority this legislative session, and I think it is.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Wish your life came with a warning app? that Dawn does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. Pretty obvious, right? You think different, talk different, but if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals help fuel my love for acting. When people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
New News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL. Your home for Fox News, Hannity, Bongino, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. New News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL. Your home for Fox News, Hannity, Bongino, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, this was really cool. Speaking of the radical transgender agenda and the Montana legislature standing up for common sense, protecting women, protecting girls sports in particular. This one, this is a related story here. KTVQ had a story about, this is a TV station based in Billings, had a story about Trans Day of Visibility. See, if you guys had a day to celebrate something, the TV station would probably ignore it. But Transgender Day of Visibility, if you guys don't know, have you never seen any of these transgender activists? Of course you have. They're everywhere. They always get attention. But they get Transgender Day of Visibility. You guys don't need a special day for anything. They, even though the liberal media gives them visibility every single day in the news, here's another excuse to do another story on the radical transgender agenda with the Trans Day of Visibility. And so, of course, it's an opportunity for the radical lawmaker from Missoula to get more attention for himself and be the de facto leader of the Montana Democrat Party. But this was great because, of course, on Friday, Governor Greg Gianforte signed a couple bills into law, House Bill 121 and House Bill 300. House Bill 121 basically is what protects women's safe spaces in using restrooms. So if your little girl goes into the bathroom, there isn't going to be a big dude in there showing off as you know what. Or, like, even if he doesn't have a you know what, look, the fact is there's just some creeps out there, right? House Bill 300, that's the bill to protect women's sports and also protect women's locker rooms. But here's what I love about this story. So, State Senator Sue Vinton, she's the previously she was the House Majority Leader when she served in the House, and of course now a state senator out of the Billings area. Her husband, great guy, he also serves in the state house, in the state legislature now, so he is in the state house. Anyway, she is the sponsor of House Bill 300, and apparently she even showed up at the Transgender Day of Visibility, and she talked about how, you know, important, you know, opportunities for girls and for women are in sports. And she talked about how, you know, the only opportunity she had to participate in high school, if she wanted to run track, the only opportunity she had was to run on the boys' track team. And then she was talking about the fact that, you know, unfortunately, you know, there is a biological difference between boys and girls, and so especially when it, and even when it comes to track, and so you're just at a huge disadvantage. And so she went to, apparently she had showed up, or at least was interviewed for their little Transgender Day of Visibility to make the point that, no, like, this is important to women. This is important to girls to have these opportunities. And she was making the point of why men shouldn't be allowed to take those opportunities away from women, which is just great. And so even in a biased liberal outfit with a biased liberal report, I think she was able to at least bring a little bit of common sense to the equation. A couple of kind of interesting stories, funny stories, because I'm sure most of you are thinking, okay, so the legislature passed a bill saying, yeah, men and boys, you use the boys' room, women and girls, you use the girls' room. Yeah, no big surprise there. That's how it's always been. So apparently the University of Montana in Missoula, they have to act like this is so hard to do. Oh, no. How are people going to know which bathroom to use? Oh, no. Anyway, apparently this is a story from the Montana Climate, which is the school newspaper at the University of Montana. Apparently the University of Montana had to change signs on the various bathrooms. They had to change signs. Why did they change the signs in the first place? How many years? Well, probably 100 or so, right? How many years? I think the University of Montana, if I'm not mistaken, was first created in the late 1800s, right? So how many years has the University of Montana been around? And now, after decade after decade after decade, they say, you know what? Let this whole, you know, men's bathroom, women's bathroom thing, we're going to have all gender bathrooms, all gender bathrooms. So they wasted a bunch of money and they put kids at risk, your kids at risk, if your kids are going to that campus, and allowed men into women's bathrooms. They created these all gender, multi-gender bathrooms. There's no multi-genders, regardless of what you want to play make-believe with. So now they have to remove their multi-gender bathroom signs, and instead they have to have signs that say, here's the women's room, here's the men's room. In other words, back to the Eisenhower quote from Good Morning Vietnam, let me find it for you here. What it is, what it shall be, and what it was. Freaking common sense. And by the way, do you guys remember, you go back about 10, 12 years ago, when Jeff Lasoff at the Montana Family Foundation was talking about men and women's bathrooms, and what were the Democrats and the same liberal media saying? Oh, come on, that's not happening. Men aren't trying to go into women's sports or into women's locker rooms. Come on. And now they're saying, oh, well, we've been doing this all along. Why are you trying to stop us now? They're a bunch of phonies and they're a bunch of frauds, and you can't trust a word they say.
Out here, in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Stress builds up, you have trouble sleeping, maybe your mind is racing and you just don't feel like yourself. So what do? We get help. Lots of people are struggling with their mental health. It's more common than you think. The good news is, there are people in our community who are here for us when times are tough. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world, so we don't feel so alone. One thing you can do is visit loveyourmindtoday.org for simple steps you can take to find the right solution for you. Whether it's hearing stories about what other people are going through, or finding the resources we need to navigate the stresses in our lives, visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, a little bit later this morning, the USDA will release its much-anticipated Perspective Plantings Report. And for wheat, the Dow Jones Survey is expecting 46.4 million acres between all wheat varieties, or just over 300,000 more acres than what we saw in 2024. By category, the allocation is expected to be 33.9 million acres of winter wheat, 10.5 million acres of spring wheat, and 2.1 million acres of durum. Meanwhile, the pre-report surveys are calling for 94.2 million acres of corn to be planted this spring, or up from 90.6 million acres last year. And for soybeans, 83.8 million acres are expected to be planted, again, right in line with USDA's Outlook's early estimate. Now, also set to be released today, the grain stocks report, which may be overshadowed this time around the more often touted plantings estimate. However, this report will offer the market a great deal of perspective on grain supplies in the U.S., as well as demand during the most recent quarter of the marketing season. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this. Want a bull that performs as well on the ground as it does on paper? Then join Pleasant Valley Angus April 2nd in Sydney, Montana for their annual bull sale, offering 65 registered yearling bulls, 35 open heifers with papers available, and 20 F1 baldies. These bulls are coming from a proven cow herd with a focus on proven genetic performance. Lunch at 11:30, sale time 1 o'clock. For videos, catalog, and live bidding on these stout rancher-made bulls, visit dvauction.com. Pleasant Valley Angus, functional maternal performance.
Planting season is approaching, and the Northern Pulse Growers Association reminds producers to consider making pulses part of their cropping decisions. Why plant pulses? Pulses offer both financial and agronomic benefits. They act as a natural fertilizer, fixing atmospheric nitrogen into the soil, reducing the need for nitrogen fertilizers, and continue fixing atmospheric nitrogen into the soil for the following crop. Additionally, pulses have a low carbon footprint, making them a sustainable choice for agriculture. Make pulses part of your crop rotation. Learn more at northernpulse.com.
Well, hey, it looks like RCAF USA has sent a letter to Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick urging a Section 232 investigation into the national security risk posed by cattle and beef imports under President Trump's America First trade policy. This follows a previous request by RCAF for a similar investigation into the impact of lamb and mutton imports on U.S. national security. The letter highlights the serious decline of America's cattle industry, which remains the largest segment of U.S. agriculture. RCAF USA CEO Bill Bullard says that if this trend continues, it threatens domestic production, ultimately weakening both the national economy and our national security. And finally this morning, producers who have not yet enrolled in the agriculture risk coverage or price loss coverage programs, ARC and PLC, for this year's crop year still have until April 15th to do so or to revise elections and sign contracts. Both safety net programs delivered by USDA's Farm Service Agency provide vital income support to eligible producers who experience substantial declines in crop prices or revenues for the 2025 crop. If producers do not submit their application or election revisions by April 15th deadline, the election remains the same as last year. For more details, visit your local USDA service center. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We're not visible. We need visibility day. Nobody see. Yeah, we see you guys all the time. We see you screaming and yelling. We saw the transurrection attacking our Montana Capitol. Yeah, well, we see you. You don't need a visibility day. Apparently only 25 people. Somebody just messaged me. that drove past the Transgender Day of Visibility. And like I say, if 25 of you were out there protesting a Democrat or protesting in front of a Democrat's office or were calling for more border security or calling for the deportation of these Tren de Aragua Venezuelan gang members that we're finding all over Montana, if 25 of you got together and had your day of visibility, you would get probably zero visibility by these liberal TV stations. But Transgender Day of Visibility, 25 people show up. Apparently, it was mostly the same people that showed up at a post office rally last weekend, and they were probably at another rally the weekend before that. And, you know, they were at the Trump Derangement Seminar, Syndrome Seminar at the Lincoln Center, too. But we need to be visible. Yeah, everybody's already seen you, and they've had enough of this crazy agenda, and they simply want their daughters to have opportunities in sports, and they don't want men. And all right, I've said enough about that topic. My goodness, way too much visibility. All right, let's see. What do we get to here? Yeah, speaking of Tren de Aragua. Now, I didn't get a chance to listen to Friday's show. Big thanks to George Blackard for filling in, though. I should go back. I caught a little bit of the 9 o'clock hour, though. It was fun. George always does such a great job. So big thanks to George Blackard for filling in for a special Freedom Friday show here on Montana Talks. But I'm assuming he covered this one because I saw some of the messages coming in on the Montana Talks app through the day Friday. But, yeah, big news if you guys missed it. In fact, late Thursday night, even though I was taking Friday off, I thought, you know what, I got to get this big breaking news on our Montana Talks website. Remember that big story that we reported just about a week ago? TDA, Tren de Aragua illegal alien gang members arrested here in Montana are now being deported. First off, I don't care if they're gang members or not. If they're here illegally, deport them. But especially if they're Tren de Aragua gang members, right? But as we also told you, a United States citizen is being charged with smuggling them into the country. Now, when we shared the news with you a little over a week ago, you may have noticed that the Border Patrol blurred out the woman's face. So who is the U.S. citizen that was aiding in the smuggling of these TDA operatives? And what other info can we get about this case that was confirmed by the U.S. Border Patrol Haver Sector? I've got a lot more information I'll share with you here. Six, which covers Whitefish. And then as you push further east along the northern border, you've got the Haver Sector with various stations within that sector, right? So you've got the Sweetgrass Station, which is just north of Shelby. Right in Sunburst. And of course, Tim and Savage is very familiar with Sunburst. I think he was school superintendent in Sunburst for a little while. Great people in Sunburst, Montana, just south of the border, Sunburst Way. These TDA gang members apparently were living in Shelby, Montana. Yeah, Shelby, Montana, small town Shelby, Montana. What I found really interesting was neighbors knew something was up. People in Shelby were like, yeah, we're pretty sure this lady is housing illegal aliens. So they had called some tip lines. But what first apparently led to this whole arrest finally taking place, there was a car. They had fake Texas plates. Apparently it was a car that was registered back in Shelby, Montana. And so these guys get pulled over, these non-citizens, these illegal aliens get pulled over by the Montana Highway Patrol near Billings, Montana on I-90. Highway Patrol, good job on their part. You know, they run the plates. They're like, oh, wait a minute, fake plates. They get a hold of folks back in Tool County Sheriff's Office. And long story short, the Border Patrol gets involved. And by the way, good discipline all around because I'm sure they were thinking, okay, hey, there's something bigger going on here, so let's do a bigger investigation here. And so eventually, yeah, they track the vehicle by the VIN to Shelby, Montana. And so then they start, you know, running surveillance on the house and everything. And then before you know it, boom, you've got three Tren de Aragua illegal alien gang members. And basically, well, two of them, I think, arrested at first, and then they went to the house and picked up the third. But Kristen Louise Mitchell is a 41-year-old female and a citizen of the United States. She was previously already arrested and convicted of bringing in illegal aliens without presentation, and then also bringing in illegal aliens for financial gain and aiding and abetting. She's also committed multiple probation violations. Here's what I wonder. This is the other follow-up. By the way, all this information that I'm sharing with you comes directly from a signed affidavit that was put together and compiled by a Border Patrol agent at the Sweetgrass Station north of Shelby. And so now this Kristen Louise Mitchell, a.k.a. Kristen Louise Short, is now being charged with harboring illegal aliens. So great job by the Montana Highway Patrol, the Tooele County Sheriff's Office, Border Patrol, and the local citizens in Shelby who saw something and said something. But here's the other. Actually, let me get to my other follow-up question right after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I got a couple of messages on the Montana Talks app to get to here this morning. First, though, let me just get this out of the way before I get all distracted by your great messages here this morning. Okay, so the follow-up question that I have regarding the Tren de Aragua illegal alien gang members that were arrested in Shelby, Montana, and a woman who was smuggling them into this country. There's so many interesting things here. I'll save more of the details here, maybe for later on in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. But the follow-up question that I have here is, okay, so I get it. Highway Patrol pulled these illegal alien gang members over last month. It's not April yet, not till tomorrow. You can save all your April Fool's jokes for tomorrow. They pulled them over in February near Billings on I-90. All right, and good job. And then they called it in, and, you know, it looks like that helped trigger, you know, even more of an investigation. But what I wonder here, let me look here. So, okay, February 21st is when they were pulled over on I-90 near Billings. February 25th, a Sweetgrass Station Border Patrol agent ran a vehicle registration check on a temporary Montana tag in Shelby that came back to the same vehicle registered to this woman smuggling the illegal aliens. Oh, yeah, here we go. So this woman, of course, has prior convictions for smuggling illegal aliens in California. She's been encountered by Sweetgrass Border Patrol agents in northbound smuggling events. That's interesting, huh? Have her intelligence agents contacted the Tooele County Sheriff's Department to notify them of the situation and to ask if they've received any information regarding Mitchell. The Tooele County Sheriff's Department advised that Mitchell has had numerous complaints, and they have received tips from the public that she was harboring possible illegal aliens inside her home located at 235 11th Avenue North in Shelby, Montana. When eventually questioned by the Tooele County Sheriff's Office, Mitchell claimed the TDA gang members were political asylees. Of course, they didn't have any paperwork or documentation even making that claim, right? A Border Patrol agent also reported in the federal affidavit that we obtained that Mitchell had been spotted transporting individuals to the U.S.-Canada border and showing them where to cross in order to avoid the port of entry. The illegal alien suspects were transported to the Border Patrol station. All immigration checks showed no current status nor future immigration court dates. So basically, these people were straight up here illegally, and they didn't even fake it to make it. They didn't even go through the phony process that Biden had set up to allow illegal aliens just like them to have something to provide cover for them if this type of a... So, but the follow-up question is basically this. At what point did these illegal aliens and this woman who was smuggling them into the country or north into Canada to go get more of their buddies or more of their drugs, who knows what, right? When did she actually get first on the radar? When did they first get on the radar of our federal law enforcement? And that might be a good follow-up question for the Toole County Sheriff's Office, because if they received reports that they that neighbors believe that this woman was housing illegal aliens, I'm assuming they contacted, you know, federal law enforcement, Border Patrol, et cetera, ICE, et cetera, right? But think about it. If you had called them even just 6 months ago while Joe Biden was in charge, nothing would have happened, because that's what we've seen with so many of these violent, criminal, illegal aliens. The drunk driving suspect, illegal alien that was just arrested by the Whitefish sector, he was wanted on contempt of court charges in Gallatin County. Why would he be wanted on contempt of court charges if he was an illegal alien who had been previously deported? If you find a guy like that, you pick him up and you throw him behind bars, and then you hand him over to the federal authorities, and then they're supposed to deport him or throw him in, you know, throw him behind bars on multiple charges, right? But that's not what Joe Biden and John Tester allowed to happen, because they wanted this invasion of our country to take place so badly that even when criminals showed up that were not only illegal aliens but previously deported illegal aliens with a criminal rap sheet, they said, "Nah, you know what? Yeah, just throw them back out on the streets. Yeah, no big deal. Don't worry, they'll show up in court for the DUI charge. They're illegal aliens. You can trust them," says the Joe Biden, John Tester regime. And then the guy never shows up for a court date for his DUI charge, so Border Patrol eventually goes and gets him, and round and around we go. What a freaking joke, huh? My goodness. My goodness. But look at the kicking and screaming that the transgender day of visibility people are doing, because Donald Trump is securing our border and restoring basic biological order at the same time as well, right? Okay, here we go. Because not only did Governor Greg Gianforte sign into law a couple of bills to protect women's sports, protect women's privacy in bathrooms and locker rooms, a couple of bills by Representative Kerry Seekins-Crow and State Senator Sue Vinton. But President Trump has done the same thing at the federal level, protecting women's sports, etc. Which takes me to a couple of messages that came in on the Montana Talks app here. Here we go. This one from Anton in Billings. I was talking about the "We want you to see us. It's our day of visibility." Yeah, we've seen you guys. We see you all the time. The liberal media loves giving you guys attention. Anton in Billings says, "Good morning, Aaron. I believe the clinical term is attention seeking." I appreciate that, Anton. Thank you for the clinical diagnosis this morning. I really appreciate this. Let's see. We had another message that came in March 31st. Here we go. This one came in before the show even started. U.S. District Judge Don Malone. Actually, before we get to Jay's message here, hold on. Let me play this. President Donald J. Trump. I think this was on Air Force One. He was talking about, somebody asked him the question, what is a woman? Remember, you had a Democrat-appointed Supreme Court justices that couldn't even tell you what a woman is. They refused to tell you what a woman is. Here's what President Trump said when asked the question, what is a woman?
What is a woman, and why is it important that we understand the difference between men and women?
Well, it's sort of easy to answer for me, because a woman is somebody that can have a baby under certain circumstances. She has a quality. A woman is a person who's much smarter than a man. I've always said a woman is a person that doesn't give a man even a chance of success. And a woman's a person that in many cases has been treated very badly, because I think that what happens with this crazy issue of men being able to play in women's sports is just ridiculous and very unfair to women and very demeaning to women. And that's got to be about a 94%. I read today it was a 94% issue. And I watched the other day, I watched Congressman, a Democrat congressman, fighting for the fact that men should be allowed to compete essentially in women's sports. And I say, I hope they keep that going, because they'll never win another election. That's a big deal. But women are basically incredible people, do so much for our country. And we love our women, and we're going to take care of our women.
All right, there you go. And by the way, the Trump War Room shared that via X. We get the another message here. This one came from J.N. Billings. I've got a story about liberal Judge Don Malloy on our Montana Talks website. You know what? I'm going to save that message for coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of the show, because I want to give a little more background to our listeners, especially if they haven't seen the story that I just posted at MontanaTalks.com last night. Here is the headline: left-wing Missoula federal judge goes on anti-Trump tirade. That's Don Malloy, who many would say single-handedly destroyed the timber industry here in Montana. So we'll save that message from Jay and Billings coming up for the 7 o'clock hour of the show. Hey, let me tell you about a great deal with, you know, spring pretty much already here. I know some days feel like winter, some days feel like spring. Either way, it's a great opportunity to upgrade your home. An unbeatable deal from YHIC, your home improvement company. 50% off your window purchase, plus free labor with a minimum of 4 windows. It's a deal you don't want to miss, plus 0 down, 0 interest, and 0 payments for 12 months. That's until 2026. Call 406-948-2836 today to schedule your free in-home consultation. This is their biggest sale of the year. Don't miss out. Let me repeat, 50% off your window purchase, plus free labor, minimum of 4 windows. Call 406-948-2836 right now. You're going to love the difference with your home improvement company. Go to YHIC.com to find out how. 50% off your windows. Yeah, there you go. Great deal. All right, the legislative update coming up next.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The Trump Treasury Department revealed that the leading Democratic Party fundraiser, ActBlue, has been the subject of a number of suspicious activity reports. House investigators now requesting access to those reports. Elon Musk is questioning whether ActBlue might be funding terrorist activities carried out by anti-Tesla activists. 3 Republicans in Congress and administrative panels are urging Donald Trump's Treasury Department to share with lawmakers reports of suspicious financial transactions related to ActBlue. Other GOP lawmakers are demanding probes by the Treasury and the FBI into whether the fundraising platform has helped organizations that are engaging in domestic terrorism or violating federal campaign finance laws.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, you exhausted every day? Maybe you have the 3 p.m. crash or struggling with memory issues, having a hard time focusing? You have to stop and pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. I never run out of energy, and I'm fully focused. Strong Cell, it's a revolutionary supplement that has truly changed my life. I use it every single day. It gives you natural energy, helps me stay focused all day long, and just makes me feel better overall. Whether you're a working mom or dad, or homeschooling your kids, or some of our loyal men and women behind the wheel across the country, try Strong Cell. It'll change your life. Linda uses it as well.
I use it every single day. I have my kids using it, my parents using it, my in-laws using it, my friends using it, and I am telling you, it is immediate. Is one of the only ways you can get NADH on the market, and it works.
Go to HannityStrong.com. Use promo code Hannity. You get a special 20% off any order. Once again, HannityStrong.com, and Strong Cell believes in their products so much, you get a 60-day no-risk policy. Invest in your health. I did it. It changed my life.
It's March 31st, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Crayon Day. For kids and adults alike, take some time to find a box of crayons, a pad of blank paper, and let your imaginations just go. Edwin Binney, along with his cousin, founded the art supply company Crayola in 1885 and have been fueling creativity ever since. Blue remains the most popular crayon, followed by red, violet, and green. Also on this date, in 1889, the Eiffel Tower officially opens as part of the Paris Exposition. Gustav Eiffel's creation would hold the distinction of being the tallest man-made structure in the world for more than four decades. And in 1985... and Mr. T beat the team of Rowdy Roddy Piper and Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff in the main event match of the first WrestleMania at Madison Square Garden in New York City. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, every day here during the legislative session at this very exact time, we play the legislative update from Jeff Laslaffy with the Montana Family Foundation. Here you go.
As we begin the 13th week of the 2025 legislative session, a sense of urgency is beginning to build. Saturday is the deadline for revenue bills that began in one house to be transmitted to the opposite house, or they automatically die. Revenue bills are those that deal with money, either in the form of taxes or spending. And the big kahuna is House Bill 2, the state's budget. It will be debated in a marathon House floor session on Wednesday. In addition to the mad scramble to get revenue bills out of their house of origin, the committees are also working hard to clear the backlog of general bills that were subject to the general transmittal deadline 3 weeks ago. As usual, the frantic pace of the committees translates into a busy week for our government affairs team. So far, we have 10 hearings scheduled, with more likely to crop up as the week goes on. Among the more important ones are House Bill 400, the Free to Speak Act, which prohibits public schools or the state from imposing disciplinary action on a student or employee who refuses to use government-approved words or state-mandated politically correct speech. It amazes me that we've gotten to the point where we actually have to put a statutory exclamation point on constitutional guarantees, but that's where we're at. A similar bill last session focused on students, but this bill extends those protections to teachers and other government employees. It passed the House on a party-line vote and should easily pass the Senate. House Bill 284 establishes a special committee to investigate civil rights violations and censorship committed by the Montana University system. We've known for years that Montana's universities actively censor students and student groups, and this bill aims to get at the root of the problem. It also passed the House on a party-line vote. House Bill 388 is yet another bill dealing with free speech, this time in the context of abortions. Across the U.S., we've seen a recent uptick in states like California passing laws that force pro-life pregnancy centers to promote abortions. Once again, this is government-compelled speech that forces people to promote ideas with which they disagree. It's antithetical to the basic tenets of free speech, and House Bill 388 seeks to ensure that it never happens in Montana. And speaking of pregnancy centers, House Bill 723 would establish annual reporting requirements for all medical facilities of infants born alive, because we know for a fact that infants are routinely born alive as the result of a botched abortion. According to the Abortion Survivors Network, the numbers reach into the thousands, many of whom are now adults and routinely testify in legislative hearings. House Bill 388 is an attempt to quantify those numbers in Montana, because good public policy requires solid data. House Bill 921, up for hearing tomorrow in House Judiciary, is a legislative referendum to prohibit the distribution or receipt of child pornography. It creates a private right of action to enforce violations of federal child pornography laws and should pass unanimously. Another bill, House Bill 471, has some powerful allies. It's co-sponsored by the Speaker of the House Majority Leader, the President of the Senate, and the Senate President Pro Tem. It revises laws related to sex education in schools to increase transparency of curriculum and strengthens the rights of parents to control what their children are taught with regards to human sexuality and gender identity. These are just a few of the bills up this week as we build to a crescendo and look forward to the end of the session sometime near the end of April. As we begin to land this plane, it's important that we not let down our guard. Our government affairs team will remain vigilant and engaged until the last vote on the last day. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laszlofy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.
All right, thanks to Jeff Laszlofy for another great update. Hey, Paul in Bozeman called in with a question during the break about the bathroom bill protecting women's safe spaces. He had a question. Does that apply, like, say, at a grocery store if there's a man in the women's bathroom there? Paul, as I understand it, it applies to public buildings like government buildings, but not to private businesses. As I understand
it. Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. Mostly considerable cloudiness and a few showers possible, mainly later today, which could mix a little snow in some spots towards Bozeman. Otherwise, high temperature readings will stay upper 40s around 50 in Bozeman to the mid-50s in Billings. For tonight, areas of rain mixing with snow overnight in the Bozeman area with little accumulation expected. Upper 20s in Bozeman, mid-30s in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Fromley.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.